Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of the paranormal. Of ghosts, UFOs, demons, Bigfoot, and generally anything unexplained. We live in a diverse world where we don't fully understand everything that happens around us. These are the topics that we are discussing on Paranormal Horizons. Stay tuned with your hosts, Jason Ophir and Sherry Pang, as we look a little deeper into the world of the paranormal. Paranormal Horizons begins now. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, here always with Sherry Pang. Sherry, how's it going?
Pretty good, Jason. How are you?
Not too bad. Just another week down, like I say every week. I'm glad to have survived it, and it's been relatively uneventful. So, just back to work again tomorrow. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been really great. I've just been really working and, just kind of working on my business and just kind of moving it forward. So, yes, and then just enjoying Easter and just having a day with my family and just enjoying the day and the beautiful day. It's just really, really, really nice. So, anyway, how about you? Did you sleep part of the day, Jason, or were you able to enjoy some of it?
I've been napping on and off. I did manage to leave and go get some steak fajitas. So that was pretty much the highlight of my day. I did have a friend that gave me, went to this store. I think it's called Lush or whatever. Anyways, they got me some fancy bath bombs. So I indulged in a bath bomb and it was covered in glitter. So now I'm glittery like the vampires in Twilight.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Well, anyway, tonight we're going to have a returning guest, and he's from Hawaii. He is a paranormal investigator, and he's part of the Hawaiian Hauntings group. And we'd like to have him back. We're going to talk about the paranormal, the supernatural, whatever comes to our mind. We're just going to ad lib it. So we talked to Guy the other day, and he just wants to wing it. So I'm really happy with that because I'm pretty flexible, just like the wind. So I'm looking forward to having him back on the show. Are you there? So, Jason, anyway. Okay. So, anyway, Jason, are you is he queued in yet? Hello? Hi. Anyway, I don't know who's on. Hello?
Can you hear me, Cher? Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my microphone. So our guest has not called into the show yet. So.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about just random stuff. So until he comes calls in. So anyway, so what can we talk about?
Well, we can talk about anything. I mean, I'm like an encyclopedia of the paranormal. It could be anything. Pick something, and then I'll talk about it.
Well, we could talk about, let's talk about spirit photography. Let's go from there.
You pick the one thing I don't know anything about.
Oh, okay.
Well, tell me about spirit photography. I don't know anything about it.
Well, you know, spirit photography is when you take pictures and supposedly things come up, whether they're spirits or, you know, something kind of figures or anything like that. So that's what they call spirit photography. So that could be subjective. And I have to say that sometimes, and like you always talk about, there could be a lot of fakery. So I do believe that there are spirits that do exist and that through and do make themselves known. But whether they are fake or not is a different story.
Well, you know me, I think everything's fake almost. So basically, I mean, there's just so much fakery and there's so many things, you know, and I'm not a big believer of orbs and stuff like that. And, you know, there's people out there that take pictures and a bug flies by, but they don't realize it. And then suddenly it's an angel trying to contact them. So I approach it with a lot of skepticism. That's not to say I'm totally closed off to the idea. I mean, I've captured strange things I can't explain, but just because I can't explain it doesn't mean that, you know, it's some sort of paranormal manifestation. But nowadays I try not to take pictures and of things paranormal. Like I don't go into haunted houses and take pictures trying to capture ghosts, because I'll be quite honest with you, it kind of freaks me out. I don't think I'd want a ghost in my picture, especially where I live.
Yeah, especially, we talked about that too. Like you're saying that there's an area in your room that, you know, you have some weird feelings on, and, you know, there is probably some truth there. There's something going on that maybe somebody's been hiding there, or, you know, something. You just never know. You just never know.
I forgot I was supposed to take a picture of the area for you to look at. And, you know, the weird thing is this, it wasn't just me. They had some guy installing some phone lines here, and he said he was never going to come back because of some eerie thing in that corner. So there's something going on there. I have, you know, but I've always been in the position that if whatever's there is fine, just stay out of my room, you know.
Exactly. Is it actually in your room or is it down the hall?
No, it's kind of a weird setup. It's like the basement is partitioned off like regular walls, you know, that you'd have in a house. And like walk, yeah, actually it's kind of, the basement's kind of cut directly down the middle. So I'm on kind of one side of the basement, and then on the other side of the basement is, you know, your water heater, washing machine, storage. And so if I walk out of my door, I can either turn left or right. And if I turn right, I, you know, walk out of the basement, but there's an area about 12 by 12 to the left if I walk out my door, and that's where that sensation is. I mean, from where I sleep, it's, you know, maybe 20 feet away from me, but I can't see it because there's a wall in the way, thank God.
There's a wall in the way. I see what you're saying. It's kind of like,
yeah,
like you said, it's a partition, and it's an area where it's kind of out of the way, and you have to turn around, you have to walk and turn to the left, exactly. Okay.
But you know, I come home at 1 in the morning, and, you know, I'm always kind of scurrying past that area.
Yes, if you can show me a picture, like I said, shoot me a picture on Facebook, and let me check it out, and, you know, I will definitely give you some information. So anyway, just want to say, it's interesting how, spirits come through and the messages that come through. So, it's very, very interesting. But has our guest called in yet?
Nope, not yet.
808,
we're rolling.
Okay. We're going to roll it on ourselves. That's okay.
It's rolling.
It
it's going
it
to be, we can talk about anything.
Yep.
So,
okay, great.
What do you think about, all these religious objects that have, the stigmata or whatever, these statues that, bleed out of their eyes and stuff like that? Do you believe those are, holy miracles? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean. I kind of read a little bit about that. I do believe that they exist. I don't know. I've never witnessed it, but I do read, and I can imagine our universe is so vast and so many different possibilities. I don't want to say, no, that doesn't exist, and yada, yada, yada. But I do feel that they do exist, and there's a reason why, and I just never got into what the reason is, what happens, and what the significance is, or anything like that. But it's interesting, and we also talked about it with one of our guests. I don't know if you remember Mike Fries, where he was talking about a woman that's in Florida or somewhere in there, where she has the holes in her hands, where her hands were like Jesus, where they nailed him right into the center of her palms. Like you said, the stigmata. So it's quite interesting how people are affected. I do believe that, but I don't know. I've never seen it firsthand. What do you think about that, Jason?
I'm not a real big believer in it. I mean, there's certainly things that happen around us every day that we can't explain. I mean, science can't explain everything, but I'm not as eager to jump on the miracle bandwagon as, probably the average person. I think that there are a lot of scientific explanations for things, and we just are so eager, humans in general, to just jump into the fantastical, because that's more interesting than trying to figure out or determine, legitimate scientific information. Back in the old days when there wasn't as much science and astronomy and knowing about the weather, a comet would come by or there'd be some weird weather and, it was some sort of biblical or spiritual event. When now, as technology has progressed, we've made aware of the science behind things in the atmosphere and weather, and we know that there are actually reasonable explanations for them. So I kind of tend to err more on the side of there's probably explanations for most stuff, but can we explain everything? No, of course we can't, not even remotely.
Yeah, exactly. So what really interests me is remote viewing. I'm talking about remotely. You kind of cued in the word. Remote viewing is a skill in itself. I would like to know more about that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it's interesting that the CIA spent, a bunch of money back in the 70s and 80s researching it, and they had some people that could actually do it fairly well and under controlled circumstances. So they'd have these people that basically get into whatever a meditative state, and they would be able to visualize or, psychically travel to locations that they'd never been before. So they would have these people get in these states and do various things, like draw a picture on something in another room, and then the remote viewer would have to tell them what was on the picture. And there were some people that were pretty successful at it. And,
yes, that's an acquired skill.
Well, our government, put a lot of time and effort to it. And I think it's supposedly abandoned, but it really wouldn't surprise me if our government has some sort of super ultra secret psychic squad or something somewhere, It just wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I don't know if you ever heard of, I think he's the master of remote viewing, Major Ed Boons. Big guy. I'm big as far as a notoriety and knowing his stuff. Major Ed Dames was in the service, and he was working for the government and was able to help remote view
certain the top secret things. It was amazing. I would love to have him on our show one of these days, so and share what he knows. But I have him on my Facebook page, and it's quite interesting, and quite interesting in what he has in store for our future by remote viewing.
Would you like to have that superpower to be able to see different places accurately? You know,
I would love to.
You know where that would be in handy? Like, if I had that superpower, I'd be going to Las Vegas.
Would you really?
I could have, like, a little earbud transmitting to somebody playing cards, and then I could, like, be sitting at the bar, and people just think I'm drunk if I just lay my head on the bar, and I could project my spirit behind the dealer or something. And then I could, yeah.
And make a lot of money and help people that are poor, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely help people that are poor.
That's the kind of giving back.
There's a lot. But there's a lot of psychic powers out there that people supposedly have. There was some Russian by the name of, I'm probably getting this wrong, it was something like Nina Kulagina or something like that. It was back in the 60s or 50s, and she was able to do the whole telekinesis thing. Actually, I think they call it psychokinesis, where you have the ability to manipulate physical objects with your mind. And they studied her under some controlled circumstances. You know, they had put these objects on the table, and she was able, you know, cover them with a glass thing, and she was able to move them, and she was even able to ignite matches with her mind, and they had her hooked up to these machines, and her heart rate would get up to like 180 while she's doing this focusing to make the objects move. It's very interesting.
Wow, that's amazing. That is
yeah.
Totally amazing. Wow, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, it's good to share your gifts. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say... we do have a caller just called in. Looks like a local caller. You want to take a caller?
Sure, why not?
Hi,
welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
It's Pat Ross.
Who's this? Pat Ross. Hey.
How are you doing? Oh my goodness.
What are you guys talking about? Like, is this stuff real or what? Is that the subject tonight?
pretty much. Well, we haven't heard from our guest yet, so we're just kind of just having a conversation on a variety of subjects. And for the listeners out there that don't know, Pat Rice started Paranormal Horizons with me a couple years ago, wasn't it, Pat?
Yeah, and I miss you, and I miss, you know, Sherry, and I'm so glad that you guys have kept it going on, because you know, these are important subjects that you guys are bringing forward, whether they're true or not true, or that everybody believes in them or not. It's a very real subject matter, in my opinion.
I definitely agree.
It helps people to be aware, you know, aware of what's out there, you know, not just what we see, hear, feel, or touch. And that's what's nice, being able to have your vision go beyond what the reality is, you know, what our reality can be. So,
yeah. Now, who is the guest? Hopefully tonight, you guys. I'm just curious on that.
Well, the guest was supposed to be a guy Belanta. He is he's a paranormal investigator in Honolulu, Hawaii. And
okay.
I spoke to him earlier this week, and he was going to be on, and it's okay. We're going to go with the flow, you know. It's like the wind.
Well, maybe he's on an investigation, and he just can't get away.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe. I seem to think he's probably with his family. He's the guy.
Well, and you know what, Jason, it's so good to hear your voice, and I had a couple conversations with Sherry earlier in the week about you know, you guys going on to a radio station and all of that. So I just really just wanted to call in and say hello to both of you, and just so glad that you have been carrying on the show.
Oh,
well,
it's great
so
to hear
you called in. Yeah.
But let me tell you guys, you know, being the opinionated person that I am, so kind of what you're talking about if things are real or not, I've read, you know, several books throughout my lifetime, which don't ask me to give you the titles, where people came forward and said, hey, I faked that. You know, I faked being a, you know, doing a seance or something and, you know, having someone's loved one come through. However, I don't believe that there's not real instances where someone who is really sincere and talented can have those types of things happen. And Jason, I heard you mention about the statues where, you know, people see statues where there's tears of blood and so forth. Is that what you had said? Just so I don't
yeah,
say something you didn't say.
Religious yeah. icons or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, that I've never obviously experienced anything like that, and I've never read anything about that, but it's hard for me to say, oh, hey, that's a bunch of crap, because don't know, you know, and there's so many amazing things that happen in this world that we can't even pretend to understand. So I don't know, you know, it's kind of confusing sometimes.
Yeah,
I believe
humans,
it happens, but it's just way up beyond our scope of reality of, you know, it's just something that we're, you know, it's just unusual, you know, just like telekinesis or, you know, something that's extraordinary that would happen.
Mm-hmm. If humans were more honest and less deceptive about pretty much everything in life, I'd be more inclined to believe it. But everybody wants their 2 minutes of fame or money or recognition. So they really kind of spoil the entire paranormal thing. So, and then you really have to wade through all the nonsense, and it's hard to believe people.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jason? I so appreciate that you have that attitude, because I think you're right. And I'm more of this person of, really? That happened? You know, I'm more naive. And I really appreciate where you come from, because, you know, you're more skeptical, and I think that that's really important. But, you know, gosh, I've had a few strange things happen to me in my life that I can't explain, and I've talked to so many people, you know, that have had things happen, and, you know, Sherry, you're a, you know, intuitive and a psychic, and, Jason, I know you've had some experiences, so I think it's just really on a case-by-case basis, but these situations that get really, you know, widespread and you know, so fantasized, I become skeptical about that.
Absolutely. It's just, I don't know. It's really just discouraging. And I wish I wasn't so skeptical, but as we've talked many times on the show before, with both of you, I'm kind of one of these people that almost has to see it to believe it. Now, I've experienced things I can't explain, and I'm still scratching my head. So, like I said, I mean, I'm open to it. But you brought up something funny, and I wanted to mention it really briefly, was you had briefly said, when we were originally talking about faking stuff, you mentioned faking seances. I actually faked one, and it's really funny.
Where?
Yeah,
seriously?
So maybe I'm as guilty as everyone else, but it was when I was much, I mean, I was probably 16 years old, and I was going to boarding school, and it's an interesting boarding school in that it was at a summer camp. So imagine going to boarding school during the normal school year, but it's a summer camp, and you live in these cabins, and you know, it was a river and canoe and all that kind of stuff, which was really neat. So it was me and somebody else about my same age. We wanted to play a prank on one of the younger kids. I don't know, maybe 10 or something like that. And so I created this altar in the middle of the floor. Well, I had strung up a bunch of objects with thin fishing line. And so the lights were off, and it was me and this kid my age and a younger kid there, and we started just making stuff up. So I started pushing the pulling on the fishing lines, and you know, the objects were moving, the chair was pulling out, and it was probably the funniest thing ever. And so the kid just was getting freaked out, and then he suddenly screams out and yells, stop with his hands out in the air. And it was really entertaining. And I guess the reason he had done that was because his mom at some point had told him that that's what you do. And then, you know, the prank was up. But it was really amusing.
Oh,
wow.
Especially being 16, Jason. And, I mean, I wish I could have been there because I'm sure it was pretty cool. But, you know, at the same time, I am still a believer, just for anybody out there that's listening, Pat Rice is a believer in, you know, spirits coming through. And you know, I believe that you know, when we die, that's just not the end. And I believe in ghosts, and I can't explain it all. And like I said, I don't believe everything that everybody says, but there's something, some stuff out there going on.
I totally agree with you. I think that, I don't know that I think there's a singular God that runs everything. I do believe in a source, and the universe is infinite. Is as we look out from the earth, it's infinite. And as we look in through microscopes, you know, it just goes on forever. In fact, I was watching a thing, interestingly enough, last night about infinity, and it was a really good video, and there's actual mathematical equations that substantiate in infinity. And as we know that there's also, I guess, energy doesn't die, so why shouldn't there be some sort of afterlife?
Right.
I
know. And the other interesting subject that I've always been fascinated with, Jason and Sherry, is past lives. And, you know, I grew up, you know, in a religious background where that, you know, that wasn't really in the picture. But then as I became a young adult, I sort of just started investigating other things. And it just seemed to me like, if we are an eternal living spirit, if you will, or soul, you know, why wouldn't we come back again and again? And, you know, that's a really fascinating subject to me. And I've talked to, you know, several psychics about it and things like that. So I don't know, Jason, what's your take on the past life thing?
I've actually had somebody give me a past life regression before. A long time ago, and I kind of just interpreted it to be my imagination of what I was seeing. I don't know, I was some lady in a cabin in some valley, and I fell and hit my head and died. That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See,
what
about you, Sherry?
I was under hypnosis at one time. I actually been under hypnosis a couple times, and I feel, this is my personal opinion, this is just what I feel, it's very subjective, because this lady that is very well-versed in hypnotherapy had tried to hypnotize me. And I'm going to be honest, in my experience in both times, I was very much aware. I was very relaxed, in a very relaxed meditative state. But as I was supposed to go through a past life regression, I felt like I knew what I was saying and I was making stuff up. Honestly.
Really?
Yes, that was just my experience. And it's not like that with everybody, but I felt like, what the heck is this? Oh, they'll put you down into a state of relaxation, and then we're going to go back into a garden, and we're going to go back. Well, what do you see yourself? You know, what do you see? How do you feel? What kind of things are you looking at? And I'm not kidding you. I felt like I was making this stuff up, and it's like, hey, I'm very relaxed, but I don't feel like I'm, you know, it's not like it was part of me, you know. And
right. And
when I came out of it, it was like, how did you feel? Do you feel better? And then I thought to myself, no, I don't. I thought this is, I didn't want to tell her it was a bunch of crap, but, you know, I didn't want, I'm serious. I didn't feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm in a different person, you know. That's why I got these scars on my back, you know. It wasn't like that. And it's not because I don't believe in it, but it just was, I don't feel like I was in a state of being able to go under hypnosis and somebody controlling me. I don't like that. I don't like that state of being able to
right.
be that way.
I've never investigated past life stuff under hypnosis. I've done it more with a, you know, a psychic doing kind of their thing and, you know, tapping into whatever they tap into. But let me ask you guys this question, both of you. Have you ever met someone and said, and just felt and said to yourself or said to them, wow, I feel like I've known you forever?
That's a lot, yes. Yes.
No, Jason?
Not that I can recall.
Okay.
I mean, there's people
I feel
connected, not like in a past life sort of way.
Well, no, and I don't mean like a past life, but I just mean like not even knowing at the time, but just sort of having this really connection, like you said, Jason.
Soul connection.
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 Yeah, there's like a connection. You don't really know what it is, but you feel really comfortable. And then I've said to people before, wow, I feel like I've known you forever. And then and then in my investigations and things that I've researched, I feel like some of those people I've known before in a past life. Now that, you know, who knows, that could be complete BS, but that's something that's happened to me, you know.
I felt that once, and then I got dumped, and then that connection died. So
now, Jason, we are not talking about your love life, okay?
Well, you... I know what you're saying. You know, there's certainly people that you feel more connected to, but I just don't know how much of that's like social psychology and all that fancy stuff. But
right.
I'm not saying
I don't
believe in it. But,
yeah.
But
yeah.
What I find weird is like deja vu. And I know there's a science behind it and a brain science behind deja vu, but that sometimes that's an eerie sensation that makes me wonder if we're not living the same life over and over again or stuff like that.
Yeah, that's like Groundhog, the movie Groundhog.
Yeah, that's like me every day at work, actually. Same boring thing.
I know. I remember having a conversation on when I was doing the show with Dave Harms, Super Unknown, and the guest was talking about, you know, these alternate realities, and it was very, very interesting stuff. And I don't know, you guys. There's just so much going on in this universe that my little universe is, you know, so different than the big picture. So I don't know. I have no
answers.
Can I
throw this at both of you and see what your take is? Because I don't know. I was told by somebody today that we are in an alternative reality. We're not in third dimension. We're in fifth dimension. And I thought to myself, this is interesting. And it's interesting how this person thinks that we are in fifth dimension in reality. So I've got to see what your take on this.
What does that even mean? What is the fifth dimension?
There's a song.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you guys. I was being sarcastic.
No,
it's a song, but
no,
go ahead.
It is?
It was just way beyond me. But go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jason.
Oh, Mia.
Because I'm not sure.
I don't know what, I mean, if we're living in a three-dimensional world, I don't understand. I don't know what the fifth dimension would be. Like, what is living in the fifth dimension?
Did they give any kind of explanation, Sherry, when they were talking to you about that? Like,
more like galactic dimensional stuff. You know, Palladians and, you know, star seeds, those kind of things. That in that order, you know. Way beyond myself right now. That person was trying to tune in to that type of vibration. And it was interesting. Very, very interesting.
They said that go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of people believe that you star seeds, and like we were talking on a show, recently about how the different alien races, like Draconians and Centaurians and Pleiadians, and there's people that believe that that we're descendants from these aliens, are planted by these aliens,
right,
or are the aliens. And I told a story about how they went to this channeler, and he told me I was a Centaurian, which is a guardian. And of course, I think it's nonsense, but that's kind of a big thing. There's a lot of Facebook groups and websites about starseeds. I kind of almost think people get into that just because they want to feel special and different from everybody else. I think that's the psychology behind that. But again, it's one of those things. I don't know. I just don't know.
That's how they feel too. It's almost like they're above, instead of just, saying that I'm just trying to evolve spiritually, emotionally, mentally. It always puts them in a different class, and feel like exactly what Jason says, that they're special because I'm more evolved. Well, the way I look at it, and I said to this person, if you're more evolved, then why do you have all these everyday problems?
It was
actually a reading today, and this person came forward, and I just said that, and it's just like, I just had to be very careful of, the involved, the subject.
Yeah. Well, and I've talked to, and I've actually had a reading once, Jason, about what you were just saying about being evolved or, started from, a star seed, whatever. And, that's where my soul pattern goes to. And I'm probably saying this all wrong, but I did have a soul reading once on that. And I didn't take it as, it was really interesting, and it was really a ton of information that was very hard to digest time. And, I went back and kind of looked at the notes and things like that. But I never took it as, let's say it was true. I didn't take it as that made me better. I took it as we're all on a different path. And I mean, that was kind of what the reading was about. And, you're on a path to do this and all that sort of thing. But it was a lot to digest, like I said, at the time. And I had no solid feeling if it was really true or not. I just listened and tried to understand it a little bit, and probably took away a couple tidbits of information that maybe I could relate to, but I couldn't sit here and say, oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That makes sense. Really,
it would seem to me, if it's true, though, there'd be some sort of like connection, like you'd feel it, like.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. And
going back to the past life thing, you guys, I do feel that some of the past life readings that I've had from different psychics, I felt like those were true, and because of not telling them anything about, my family dynamics or, people that I were involved in, they pulled up some information that related to people in my life that I thought was right on. I felt that was right on.
Right.
And so that's where I am a believer in past lives. And I will, I'll go on record saying that, and that, we come back to learn things from each other, and then we go into the whole karma thing where we're paying back some karma of, things we did to each other and so forth. I that really resonates with me.
So if past lives, I would love past lives to, I don't know why I'm having trouble getting out of my mouth, past lives. I would love that to be true.
Past lives.
But past lives.
Life.
There are some words that I have trouble with, and one of the funny ones at work is sputum. I can have trouble saying that, and they make fun of me at work because it's sputum. So that's actually a very common word. I work in a laboratory, so we get a lot of sputum.
Well, that's a weird word to me, Jason. I don't even know what that means.
I would say it like sputum, and because it's sputum, and I don't know, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I have some words that I need to work on. But if past lives were true, why wouldn't we just remember each past life so we know what we've done wrong the previous one? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Because I think that we have to learn some lessons.
That's what I mean.
I think it would be too overwhelming, but that's a really good question. I don't know, Sherry. I mean, if I come into this life remembering every past life, I think
that's not our purpose.
Right.
Our purpose is to learn a lesson until we get it right, everything right, and until we learn that lesson, we have to repeat it over and over. It's like having mistakes, making mistakes over and over. Until you get it, you keep on evolving until you get it right. And that's how your life in your body, you know, you learn these mistakes. If you don't get it this life, you're going to have to reincarnate and learn it from a different life, you know, in a different body. So I do believe in past lives. I really do, you know, but I don't do past lives. That's not with myself. And when I read, I don't do past lives. I do more soul readings, you know, past as far as, you know, how you grew up when you were little and then your present circumstances and your future, or mediumship, which is reading people that have crossed over. But I don't do past lives at all.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, though, you and I are kind of like-minded that in the sense that we do believe in, you know, past lives, and and the things that I've researched is that we keep coming, like you just said, we keep coming back to learn these lessons, and eventually we will evolve, so we don't have to come back, because this is kind of like hell, coming back to, I mean, you know, all this, you know, I don't know anybody that has a perfect life, and, you know, we struggle, and we go through these things, And the idea is that, wow, you know, we don't have to do this anymore. You know, we're going to evolve into that perfect place, I guess.
You know, go ahead, Jason. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you.
This is all about spiritual evolution, so we just keep making mistakes over and over again. What if hell exists, and what if this is actually hell? Because this would be the perfect hell, because you can't escape it. So.
Well, I wouldn't deny that, because a lot of times I feel that way, Jason. So I don't know. And I've had other people say that before too, like, okay, I think this is hell right now, you know, here on earth. So I'm not sure.
And you know, when I've heard from other people that have crossed over, you know, and this is my take of it from hearing them and feeling their energy and what they've shared, is that this is kind of I don't know if you call it hell. It's a place to learn on earth, and it can be hell because we are challenged. Our soul is challenged. Our mental and emotional capabilities are challenged. So this can be classified as hell. And when you cross over, I understand. Yeah, everything's beautiful. That's what I've been told. You forget about being sick. Your fears are not there. You learn to love again. You work on your stuff. It's just a matter of degrees and how your involvement is on the other side. So that's what I've learned from the other people.
Do you believe that there?
Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Do you believe that there are soulmates? Like there are certain people that you're meant to be with, like, to grow old with or whatever? Like,
yes, I do believe that. But don't ask me what the difference is between kindred. There, and I don't know if people are getting really nitpicky, and I've got intervene if you can, but there are some people that have a classification of soulmate, twin flame, and kindred spirit. Don't ask me what the difference, or could they mean the same? I have no idea. Some people want to parse it out, and some people may say, this is pretty much the same, just like visitations
and dream, you know, visitations or dreams of a person who has died. To me, a dream and a visitation is the same. When you start, you know, when you're sleeping and you think and you're actually dreaming of that person, I feel it's a visitation. I don't like it parsed out where you have to have labels that it's a dream or it's a visitation. No matter what, you're connecting. Your body, your soul is disconnected temporarily with a silver cord. You're still connected, and your body, your etheric body, goes and sees the other person. So when you talk about twin flame and kindred spirits and soulmates, don't ask me what the difference. To me, it's a soul connection.
I agree with you, Sherry, and I agree with you about the dreams, too. I really do, because I've had some experiences, direct experiences about that. And getting back to your question, Jason, about soulmates, I do believe in soulmates, but I believe that we can have more than one, and I believe that we can have different kinds. Because to me, it would be ridiculous to think that I was only going to be, connected, really connected with one soul. If I'm an old soul, which I believe that I am, I'm going to have a lot of connections. Some are going to be stronger than others, and that's where I go to, you know, some are, you know, learning from each other, or I'm helping them, or I'm teaching them. My role in this lifetime, I do believe I'm an old soul, and I play a role I'm kind of a helper and a teacher. And there's been people in my life that have played that role to me as helper and teacher. And I don't know, I may not be explaining that very well, but that's how I feel. And then I have some people in my life where I feel like I'm still, you know, we're learning lessons from each other.
I feel the same way, Church, you, Pat. You are an old soul. I know you are.
I feel like I'm an old soul, but why can't I learn lessons like of being rich and having my own private island and a pony? Why are my lessons being poor?
You know, Jason, I struggle with that one too. But I'm kind of going to my intuitive place, and I think that you're an old soul, Jason. I have to say, I think I'm a little, I am older than you in real life, but I feel like I'm a little bit of an older soul than you. And I don't know, the whole money thing, I've struggled with, you know, hard times financially and things like that. And, you know, I always go to this place of, you know, what am I trying to learn from this? You know, okay, I don't need money. I don't, you know, so it's just constant, like, we all need money that, you know, you guys know what I mean. We need money to survive, but why do we have to struggle? You know, I don't know. I think we just have to come to terms with that somehow.
Just,
Sherry, what's
you know,
your take on that?
This is just what I see, thinking outside the box. Pat, you are an old soul, definitely, and you're older than Jason. I know that. I know that. Jason, your lesson with money is attachment, letting go, being able to go and say, how do you value money? What is money to you? Are you able to use it wisely and appreciate what you have?
Absolutely not.
So that you can let it go. The attachment with money is just it's for you being able to say, well, it's your take of how you feel about money and your attachments to it. And that's
what
happens.
But I just want my own private island. I want my own island. That's all I want.
When you get the private island, will we be allowed there?
Absolutely. You can come on my brand new private jet and I got my own personal chefs and everything. It'll be awesome.
I would love that. Oh God, I hope you get there, Jason. Believe me.
I'm not holding my breath.
But do you understand what I'm talking about, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. I look at life and I look at people that have just terrible lives, you know, young people with cancer, people living in parts of the country that are war-torn. Then you have the polar opposite of that, that are people are born into immense wealth. And
mm-hmm.
I have trouble believing that it's just all randomness, although it certainly could be. You know, it's just, I don't
random.
Understand why some people suffer and other people's don't have to struggle at all.
I know.
Because everybody has their own
lives. And then there's people in the middle like me, you know, that don't have a terrible life, but don't exactly have it easiest either, you know.
Right.
So, and what it is that's all it goes to comparing yourself with other people. I'm just going to be frank. That's how I do it. I am when I read. If we compare ourselves with other people, then you're going to put yourself in labels. Well, I'm not good enough to do this and that and everything else. Man, you got a place, you got a job, you've got your health, relatively, you got a few close friends. What more can you have? You can grow. You're going to be gravitating. There's so much growth in front of you. Have
an island? That's what's more I can
have. Appreciate what you have so you have more. I'm just practical.
Well, you know,
sorry,
Sherry,
about that.
No, you're right, Sherry. And we do, but we live in a world now, in a society where that's what happens. You know, we, at least for me, you know, I was visiting some friends, and you know, their house is magnificent, and you know, they have all these things that I don't have. So I start comparing, and I start, you know, feeling inadequate, and I have to just stop that, because that's not my reality.
Who you,
you
really
know?
Are. That's not who you really are. It's social conditioning.
Exactly.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And, but we get so caught up in that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I feel like one of my lessons in this lifetime is just being happy and, you know, trying to understand, you know, who I am, and that you know, a jaguar in my garage is not going to make me happy. You know what I mean?
Will,
I mean, that's just,
exactly.
It might for until you get sick of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Who doesn't want a jaguar in their?
Well, right. I do, Jason. But
well, I'm joking, but you know, the materialistic things, the joy that comes from that is all temporary. It's still joy, but eventually,
temporary.
If you wanted the most beautiful car in the world, it's exciting, it brings you joy, but eventually, a few down the road, you want something else, and it becomes old and less exciting.
Yeah.
And
happiness cannot be bought. It's just within a state. And, you know, my tagline in my work I do, it says it's not about being perfect. Becoming whole, and that's my tagline for my business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being perfect, it's about becoming whole.
And you know,
so
Jason, those of us that are on this planet during this time where there's so much, you know, technology and fast pace and, you know, Facebook, and we see things that everybody has. Maybe that's why we're here right now, is because we need to learn this lesson of humility and learning to be happy with what I have. I mean, I'm just throwing
exactly.
that out there. I have
it
no
is.
Idea.
It's true. It makes sense. And we're brought together,
yeah.
Pat and Jason and I, we're all brought together, not by a fluke. But there's a common goal, and there's a reason why everything is all synchronicity, being able to
mm-hmm.
learn from each other, being able to share with each other. You know, as long as we get
yeah.
the ego out of the way, it's pure love, it's pure acceptance, it's being able to share
and help others in our world, not only with ourselves but with other people. And that's what the world is all about, is making the things around us and other people a little bit better.
I'm kind of joking about this. Oh, go ahead, Pat.
No, go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of joking about the money and the island. I'm definitely joking about the island.
I know.
You know, one of the things that I do want, and I would love to see, and I'm putting out the energy and the vibe out there, and I know Sherry is too, and Pat, you are too. You know, we're working to get back on the stations, but one of the dreams that I've had, because I love radio so much, is to actually get in a physical studio. So, if anything, I can live without the money. I don't care about money. If anything can manifest for us out there, getting actually in a station, that would be great.
Well, wow, I totally agree with you, because that makes me happy. I wouldn't even care if I was paid. I just love being on live radio, and I experienced it. Friday, I went back into Central Oregon where I started on radio, real radio, you know, and I did a show with a friend, and I was revived. I mean, I don't know why, but it's just something that I love doing. It maybe it's kind of like a musician performing live or something, you know, and they feed off of that, but I get a lot out of that.
If there's a high and a spark, how Pat? I can imagine how you felt just being in the studio and you know, just being, you know, just doing your stuff. I bet you were really revived and just kind of like a spark coming to you.
and you know, that's how I met Jason. Jason, that's how I met you, was on Super Unknown on, you know, KITCFM with Dave Harms when we had that show. You were our first guest on that show.
Nice.
Isn't it funny how
that?
Yeah. It's funny how things it's interesting how things, you know, kind of grow and go in certain directions. Like, you know, had I not met you know who, and you know, I wouldn't have been connected to you KITC, your guest. And then we wouldn't have found Sherry, and it's interesting how things manifest. So maybe this is just the beginning of a path in radio. Who knows? Maybe somebody will randomly listen to Paranormal Horizons and go, hey, we ought to, you know, to where we can be, you know, physically in a studio.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, so I met you through that show, and then you and I had our show for a little while. And then Sherry, I don't know if you recall, but the way I met you was I went to the Ghost Convention when they still had it here in Oregon City, and you were there, and you had a booth.
I was one of the vendors, yes.
Yeah, and I met you there, and I had started going to the Ghost Convention again because of being on the radio with KITCFM and Super Unknown, where, you know, I had met some folks that were going to be at the Ghost Convention. And remember that year we went, Jason? And Dave and I did a live broadcast, and you went, and we met, you know, a bunch of people kind of, you know, in the whole paranormal thing. And then later on, the next year I went and I met Sherry, you know. So it's just sort of, you know, it's like the circle of life somehow. I don't know where you just kind of, you know, somehow I felt empowered or whatever, or stopped at your booth and talked to you, and, you know, one thing led to another, and you were like, wow, I really want to be on radio, and somehow we had that conversation. So, yeah, you know, that's how life works.
Well, wow. I'm looking at the clock, we are almost out of time. It looks like our guest called in, so I want to bring him in just for a minute or two. I think it's our guest.
Oh,
so,
absolutely. I'm sorry if I was a blabbermouth.
No, not at all.
I'm so glad you called.
Hello.
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 Aloha.
Hi. Aloha.
I'm glad I got the right number. I lost the number again. I had to go on the. I had to Google it.
Well, it looks like our times are off because we're just about to end the show. So.
Oh, well, yeah. That's pretty bad. When I spoke with Sherry, and
yeah.
I was supposed to call before 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
You. What
so,
time is it your time?
It is just about 6 o'clock. When we spoke, you said to call just before 6, maybe like 5:57.
Are
that
you
it?
2 hours or 3 hours ahead of us, behind us?
It is 6 o'clock here.
So we are 9, so it's my bad. I have to take responsibility
oh.
of that one.
Sherry, you're naughty.
Behind us. I know. I thought you were 2 hours behind us, and I said, call about 6 o'clock, and I'm thinking, yeah, it'll be 8 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to have to reschedule.
Yeah.
Let's just reschedule, and it'll be great.
Okay, and then when I call, I'd like to talk about cultural traditions and about Hawaii, and not only Hawaii, but also the immigrants that came here to work. They also brought with them their traditions and cultures and also their boogeyman. So.
Oh, wonderful. Sorry
cool.
about that. Yeah. My bad, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
We were waiting for you to call in. It's like, gee, you're supposed to call in. But I keep on thinking it was 2 hours behind. That was my bad.
You know,
I'm very responsible.
I'm in my work office, and I was here for about an hour and a half waiting for the time. That's okay.
Well, I'll have to schedule in.
We'll get our times correct the next time.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so, let's just reschedule and it all worked out in the end anyway. Sorry you were left sitting there waiting, but we'll get it rescheduled, and I'm
mm-hmm.
interested to talk about Hawaiian tradition, and the boogeyman's always interesting, but set that up with Sherry, and we'll give it a second shot.
Okay,
yeah,
not
sorry
a problem.
About that guy. Sorry, I thought
no,
you were 3 hours. I'm 2 hours behind.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
I got that all mixed up.
we'll
gosh.
Reschedule.
Okay. Well,
okay.
We winged it. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'm glad. I just caught the last end of your the other guest that came on. So I'm glad you guys were able to get somebody on.
Oh, she's wonderful. She was our radio host. I stepped in her place.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She was the original co-host, and then Sherry replaced her, and so it's great that she called in. So I mean, it all worked out in the end. So it was all good, and but yeah, I guess we're a few minutes over, so we got to close this. So yeah, we'll just get you rescheduled,
okay.
and I look
yeah.
forward to talking
yes.
to you and those subjects.
Yes, Sherry, just give me
yes.
a holler when you're ready to reschedule.
I will.
Okay,
I'll
aloha.
I'll definitely call you. Aloha. Okay, mahalo. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that was my bad. Terrible. Sorry, folks. Yeah, I thought they were only 2 hours behind. See,
you know,
I think what messed me up. The time
zone's
different because we... Go ahead.
They're just the time zones. It's confusing. So that's not the first time, you know, that sometimes it's hard to figure out what time zones, especially like Hawaii. Like, I don't even know. So what is it actually? Is it 3 hours behind or?
They're
3 hours.
I thought they were 2 hours off behind. I told them to call at 6 and think, but they're 3 hours behind. It's weird. Yeah.
Well, it worked out great because the old co-host, Pat Rice, called in, and that was great to get her
yes.
back on the show and hear her voice. And she's always so professional on the air, and it's just great. It brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Love her. She's just, I love her energy, and so glad that she was able to call and just, you know, we're just able to interact with each other and just, you know, share and
hopefully our listeners will be able to share their stories when they call in and be able to think, oh, okay, I understand, I can relate. So we all have our, you know, differences of opinion, but it's just a matter of sharing and just thinking about what, you know, what our reality could be. So, all right.
Awesome. So, yeah, I guess we'll wrap it up. I thank everybody for listening. And there's a lot of good things. Thanks to Sherry, who you are the most amazing PR person and finding guests and making things happen. And so, you know, our
I
show is going to go back on actual radio. Unfortunately, we won't be in studio, but it will be rebroadcast for those cruising through Central Oregon, and more details to follow when that all gets finalized and sorted out and all that. So
right, well,
yeah,
we could be live streaming right off the radio station, so you never know. We'll see what happens. They just cross our fingers, and you know, we're going to be okay. And I want to thank all our listeners and our guests. Mainly our guests and our listeners. We couldn't get it from hand in hand, both of you, you know, just to support us and to just bring out some information, listen to us, hopefully share and be able to evolve and grow. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great week. And if you haven't already, give us a like on our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook. And I guess we'll see everybody next Sunday, 8 p.m. West Coast time. And unless you have anything else, Sherry?
Nope, that's it. Everybody, until next week at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Peace.
Good night, everyone.